You are tuned into Impact 103, and this is Afternoon Chats with Mamo. It's just gone 8 minutes past 3 p.m. on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I will be hanging out with you all the way up until 4 p.m. on this beautiful day. So, I have a question for you. Let me ask you this. When you think of a drive-thru, what do you think of? I mean, I can already tell you that that's quite easy. I mean, I can think of McDonald's where you get your food without having to get out of the car, right? Which is fair. And I'm sure a lot of people think that, you know, drive-thrus are only for food. But well, let me get you in on this because, wow, the Holy Spirit moves in profound ways because recently I discovered something that is called a prayer drive-thru. Yes, that's right. A prayer drive-thru. And this organization, which is called the Lorraine Prayer Drive-Thru, has been running since August last year. And this is truly, truly a creative way to bring prayer to people, lead many to Christ, and also change so many lives. And I'm so intrigued by this prayer drive-thru that, as mentioned earlier on, that we have someone very special with us who will be joining us for the show. And we have one of the representatives with us, Melinda, on the line with us. Melinda, thank you so much for joining. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us. I know you said that you're traveling today, so I'm super excited that at least you took some time out to join us on the show, right?
Yes, only a pleasure.
Alrighty. So for those of you who don't, or for people out there who don't actually know what a prayer drive-through is, please, in very simple terms, tell us, what is a prayer drive-through? How does it work? What exactly is it?
It's a monthly get together of a group of passionate born again believers who has a passion for and fire in the belly for the Great Commission and the Great Commandment, and just want to show the love of Christ to the people in our area. So I live in Lorraine, so it's our suburb. We got the idea from a group in Texas that did a prayer drive-through during the COVID period when all the churches were closed. And when I saw that reel on Facebook, I just knew God's calling me to do the same over here. And it's exactly what you're saying. People see we have boards next to the road that say, this is a prayer drive-through, come let us pray for your family or your children or for healing. And people drive onto the curb of the park that we do the drive-through at, and they just get out and we pray. And we talk to them, we counsel them, and we pray with them, and then they leave again.
Wow, this is actually so amazing. I can't even like stop smiling just listening to this, and I'm already visualizing it in my head where there are boards there, literally, as you said, and you said, guys, please come and to the prayer drive through. I'm sure that you've seen quite a number of people stop by and ask for prayer, right?
Every single person. Okay, let me just give you context. Where we do it is in a big public open space. It's very big. It's like 5 rugby fields big. It's Whoa. A very big park. And so it's a beautiful park with trees and grass, and then a small play area for the children also. So there's lots of people every Saturday walking their dogs or jogging or mountain biking. And then there's also 2 roads next to the park, so there's a lot of traffic passing by as well. So every single person that puts their foot in our vicinity, we minister to, we give them a track, the gospel track. And then of course the people that once pray, they stop out of their own accord, and then we help them.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. All right, we're going to chat a little bit more about this, the prayer drive-through. But in the meantime, let's take a break. Let's listen to some music, and we'll chat a little bit more about this prayer drive-through coming up next. Alrighty, so if you've just joined us, we are currently chatting to Melinda van Eeden, who is a representative from the Lorraine Prayer Drive-Through. So Melinda is still on the line with us. I absolutely think that it's so wonderful that this is an initiative that is taking place in South Africa. I really, really do enjoy. And also just listening to your story with you saying that you saw that a group of people were already doing this in Texas, and that, you know, after COVID, you're thinking, listen, the Lord is telling me to start this whole project. So tell me a little bit more, or walk us through rather the process when you started. How did you start? Who did you have on your team? And also the growth up until this point.
Okay. Yeah, all I can say is it was one huge leap of faith on my part. but I can really testify that God's grace and blessing has been, and his provision has been so evident from the word go. And that's why I also pray that this interview will also motivate others to do the same. He has just been so good to us. When I had the idea, I just basically, our cell group at work, I just asked them to just spread the word at their churches, and I put it on my status on Facebook, on WhatsApp and everything. And we chose a date. We got permission at our local ward from the DA, and we selected the spot. They gave us permission to do that. And then when the first date was set, about a week or two before, all these people just crawled out of the woodwork, all these Christians. And it was just so amazing that no one knew each other. But when we got together for the first prayer drive through, it was like family, and everyone just had one common denominator, and that is the love for Jesus, and that we are there for souls to be saved, and the love of Jesus. And sometimes when it's a bit quieter and there's not a lot of people around, you see the volunteers praying over each other, and it's just amazing. The Holy Spirit is there. Sure. Once a pedestrian came past and the tears were going down her face, and we were asking her, what's wrong? Do you need prayer? She said, no, it's just I feel the Holy Spirit in this park. Sure. So, yeah, it's amazing how God just provided. He provides the volunteers. He provides the visitors ahead of time. We normally fast and pray. And supernaturally, God directs the visitors there, and he couples up the correct visitor with the perfect volunteer that has exactly the same testimony. And that happens over and over. So I know it's God's will, and God's blessing is on the drive-through.
Wow, the Holy Spirit does move in profound ways. And I literally just got goosebumps when you were sharing the story of how there was a pedestrian who was just walking by, and she could literally just feel that the Holy Spirit was present. I literally got goosebumps when you say that. And actually on that, I'm so curious to know, if you're able to share, what are some of the testimonies that you've seen with some of the people that you've prayed for? If you're in a position to share very briefly.
I will, yes. I won't name names, but from the very first prayer drive-through, one of the ones that stands out to me is a lady and her husband and a little daughter that came. The whole family came for prayer, and I knew that she was coming. Someone referred her to me. She had a few miscarriages, and they were trying to get pregnant again. So we prayed for her and her husband, and then I followed her up, and we became very good friends. She got saved. That's Yay. The first miracle. She got saved. And then I baptized her myself. Mm. And straight after that, when she was a new person, she fell pregnant. And she had a baby now in September. The baby is newborn.
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah, that was like all around just God. Sure. And then, you know, this fresh testimony from just this week, a lady contacted me and said she wants to join our discipleship cell group for the prayer drive-through people. She got saved, and she wants her daughter also to be baptized. But what makes it extra special is that they were a whole family in the car, a Muslim family. that stopped at the July prayer drive-through. And I also kept in contact with her, and I saw that she's watching all the statuses and all the messages very keenly. She's very curious, and I'm waiting to hear a testimony, but she got saved. And that's another wonderful success story from the prayer drive-through. There's so many testimonies, people that receive their calling. A lot of believers come, and they, when they see the drive-through, they literally run to us. This is exactly what they want to do. Nobody else does it. They also want to become involved, and this is their calling. So many times it happens that we get volunteers that join like that. It happens over and over like that. People get saved. With the last one now in September, beginning September, there was a man, he dropped to his knees and he repented in front of everyone. And he was so bound by addictions. And he got born again right there and then, went to church with a guy that volunteered that prayed over him the next day. It's like that. It's just, God is so, so good. And I think he honors obedience. So all of us, we're not seasoned evangelists, but the Holy Spirit takes over. He talks through you. He prays through you. And it's just in awe. We're just in awe. We're always just in awe.
That's amazing. And you're absolutely right. God really does honor obedience. And as long as we avail ourselves as an empty and broken vessel for him to use, the Holy Spirit will then do the rest. We just avail ourselves and he does the rest. No, this is absolutely amazing. All right, we're going to take a few minutes just of a break just to listen to some music. And we will chat with Melinda just in the next few minutes. And Melinda, I have a very special question for you in the next few minutes. But to hear it, you need to stay tuned. Alrighty, so we are still chatting with Melinda right here on Impact 103. And I just want to ask quickly, Melinda. So you mentioned that you are currently based in Lorraine, which is in Kabega. So that's in the Eastern Cape. So do you foresee the prayer drive-through perhaps growing and expanding into different provinces? Or do you perhaps have any plans that are, you know, looking towards expanding the prayer drive-through by any chance?
That is my prayer. I pray that it will expand throughout the whole of South Africa. And that's why I was so thankful that we could connect, because Pretoria is now a bit farther from us. So, I really pray that happens. I think you did mention that I have heard that it started going to J-Bay and to East London already, and one of the volunteers has gone to dispatch also, so they're also starting their own one. I would be very grateful, because it is the end times and we all need to get involved. I feel very strongly that it's every born-again believer's responsibility to obey the great command and the great commission. And so I really pray that happens.
Sure. Amen and amen. And I know later on down the line, I don't know how long that will be, all in God's timing, that we will reconnect again and we'll be talking about this and which other places, which other provinces, countries it has and will expand to, because God is just faithful like that. He's heard your prayer. We will also be standing in prayer with you, because this is absolutely, absolutely amazing. And now, just as we're about to wrap up our interview, in the second hour of the show, we have this feature where we ask our listeners to share their testimony of the week with us. So whatever amazing thing that God did for them this week, they share it with us. And in addition to that, then they will also get the opportunity to request a song. So Melinda, I have a question for you. Please kindly share with us your testimony of the week, or something amazing that God did for you this week. And also, please request a song that speaks to that specific testimony.
Sure, you're putting me on the spot, nah? this week, something special that happened to me is that I I came upon a beautiful picture of the King Protea, but it's amazing. It was so beautiful. And I thought immediately I want to share it with my closest friends, my closest lady friends. And I started sharing it and I just couldn't stop. The Holy Spirit didn't want me to leave my phone. He kept on saying, you keep on sending it to every single lady on your phone. And I did it. And then the people started liking it, but there were two ladies that came back and they said, the one lady had a problem that I helped her with. I counseled her and she said, does this picture mean anything? You know, does it have a special meaning, or is it connected to our chat that we had over the phone? And I said, no, it's just a beautiful flower that God created and I wanted to share it with you. And then just a little while later, another lady said, but thank you very much, it's very beautiful, and praise God for the nature and what he did, but surely there's something about this flower, this picture. And I said, it also spoke to me, and the Holy Spirit wanted me to send it to every lady on my WhatsApp phone book. And she said, no, there must be something about this, but she'll get back to me. And it's as if God shows me that there's something about this picture. I have to look deeper and listen what the Holy Spirit wants to tell me. And so I just quickly Googled what other names are there for the King Protea, and all these other names came up, and I looked into the spiritual meaning for each one of those names, and it was all about beauty and courage, and then it came out that the Protea, it spreads its seed through fire when there's a fire in nature. And so I clearly heard, you know, when you go through adversity, God comes through for you and he'll give you the courage you need. And so I jotted it down quickly and I sent it out to everyone that I sent the picture to. And you can't believe how many people came back and said, thank you, I just needed that. But the one lady, it also talked about it's an emblem of the nation's unity. And then I said, but then answer to the call of Christ to be one, unity in the body of Christ as well.
Wow.
And so the one lady came back and she said, Melinda, you won't believe, I've read this message of yours, this prophetic word, I've read it a few times. And she said, I was going to run away from my Bible study group because I said something and I said the truth, but they didn't like the tone that I used when I said it, and they were all cross with me. And I just decided, no, I'm leaving. I'm not coming back. I'm not going to apologize to them. I didn't do anything wrong. And here comes this message that says, protect the unity of the body of Christ. So she said, I will go back. I will humble myself. And I will go and keep the unity. I won't run away. So praise God, even if it was just for her, but there were others also that said they needed that courage and that word from God. So that was something special that God did for me.
No, that's absolutely beautiful. And thank you so much for sharing that. And that's actually I love that story. And so which song would you like to request that speaks to this specific amazing story that you shared with us?
Well, the prayer drive-through and my whole life is all for Jesus, through Jesus, in Jesus. And God is holy, and I love the song about "You Are Holy" from Chris Tomlin. So if you can play that, that's my heart.
Okay, alrighty. So "Holy Forever" by Chris Tomlin coming right up. Thank you so much, Melinda, for joining us, and it's really been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. Thanks.